Hello, this is the final story of all the Magic Woods stories. So if you're coming to the podcast for the first time and you're starting here, you should probably stop and listen to all the other stories first, because this one would have an awful lot of spoilers. And this story, the final story, is called Afterworld. Well, if you remember from the last story, Kitty, Doggy, and Bunny, and Chippy were now in the Pumpkins version of Magic Woods. Doggy said, "We made it! It's still here! It worked!" Bunny looked up at the dark trees. There was no wind, no movement, no sound. The stars didn't even twinkle. It was like they had stepped into a frozen moment in time. Actually, that's exactly what happened. And Bunny shivered and said, "I never dreamed we'd end up living here." Doggy said, "Murr!" And then Murr appeared. Doggy said, "Murr!" And he rushed forward and hugged her. Murr blinked dazedly. "Where are we?" Bunny said, "Magic Woods. A version of it that's always stuck in Halvalen or Halloween. We're going to live here with you now." Murr held Doggy tight and she said, "Oh, I was lost. I was nothing. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so glad to see you all again." Her eyes shone with tears. She said, "I can't believe you are all willing to live in this dark world just to be with me." Doggy wagged his tail and cried happy tears. He said, "Of course, we all love you." Kitty said, "Yeah, we're all a team." Well, they all stood around hugging each other a moment. And then Kitty said, "Wait a minute. I know someone else I can call back to life. Tyro." And then Tyro appeared before them. He blinked at Kitty, surprised. "Kitty?" Kitty said, "Tyro," and she hugged him. Tyro said, "Thank you for bringing me back. What is this place?" And he looked all around and said, "Oh, is this the Pumpkins version of Magic Woods that you told me about?" Kitty said, "Yeah. And now we're all together. We can explore and..." Suddenly, Jeffrey appeared. Bunny said, "Jeffrey, how did you get here?" He held out a piece of paper. "It's my old ticket to Magic Woods. Cannonball Eddie gave it to Whisker, and then Whisker gave it to me. It was all Chippy's idea. I've been trying to use the ticket all week, ever since you left Midworld. But it wouldn't work until now. I guess it only worked once you all arrived in this world." Bunny smiled at Chippy. "So that's what you were talking about with Ripit, huh?"
"Meow,"
said Chippy proudly. Then Cousin Bebo appeared, for he could go anywhere that Jeffrey was. And clinging to him were Pinky, Whisker, Adria, and Ripit. Bebo said, "Oh, just call me the Bebo bus." Whisker and Pinky jumped off Bebo and ran to Murr. And they said, "Oh, you're back." And they hugged her. "We missed you so much." And Murr squeezed them tight and she said, "I missed you, Mommy and Daddy." "But who will take care of the kingdom now?" Kitty asked Whisker. Whisker said, "Ah, we named Doofer and Dumbling to be the next kings."
"What?"
"Just kidding. We named Whitefig to be the next king. And I told him the secret names of the dragons, just in case they get out of line again." Kitty went, "That was smart, Meowmy." And she looked at Whisker and Pinky and said, "So you two really want to spend all the rest of your life in this dark world with us, instead of being king and queen of a bright and sunny world of the living?" Pinky said, "Yes, of course. As long as we're together, that's all that matters." Then Jeffrey said, "Oh, I'm going to call back my family." He shook with fear and anticipation, and then he said, "Jennifer, Mommy, Daddy." Jeffrey's sister and his parents appeared. They all blinked in surprise, and then shouted with joy as they recognized each other and started hugging. Jeffrey said, "I missed you all so much," and he was crying on his father's shoulder. Bunny wiped a tear from her eye and smiled. "Look at us. We're all together again." Doggy said, "Yeah, and we'll be safe in this world, as long as nobody says Colan. Whoops!" the pumpkin appeared before them. Doggy stepped back and said, but I thought your spirit was blasted away and never appeared in this or any other world ever again. Bunny said, me too. Chippy turned to stone and grew big. He growled at the pumpkin. The pumpkin looked around at everyone and said, why did you bring me back? Kitty said it was an accident, and she formed a Kika stance. The pumpkin said, please don't kill me. I'm sorry for all the things I did. I just wanted to live. Chippy growled again, ready to leap onto the pumpkin and squish him. But Bunny approached the pumpkin and said, we heard your story. We know that you didn't start out evil. And then Kitty stepped forward and spoke gently to the pumpkin. We know you became infected by lava muck, but he's gone now. Doggy said, yeah, Kitty ate him. Kitty rolled her eyes. I didn't eat him. I just reintegrated him into myself. Doggy said, oh, well, that's what I do with hoagies. The pumpkin sighed sadly. I only ever wanted to live. I became selfish in my desire to cheat death. I let lava muck in and did so many bad things, and I'm so sorry for all I did. Bunny reached out and touched him. If you promise not to hurt anyone ever again, we can be your friends. And then the pumpkin began to cry, orange tears that probably tasted like pumpkin juice. He said, I promise. Chippy shrank back to normal size and became a cookie dough kitten again. Whisker looked around the dark forest and said, great, now we can all be one big happy family in this dark frozen version of Magic Woods. Whee! Bunny squeezed Kitty tight. Well, at least we're all together. Just then, a glowing golden ball appeared in the sky over the trees, shining down like a sun. The light flickered through the branches, making kaleidoscope-like patterns of light dance on the ground. Jeffrey said, what's that? The ball of light began to descend towards them. And then they heard it say, welcome back, animals. And they went, Mama! Doggy said, I thought we'd never see you again. Didn't you vanish from our view forever? Today is a day for the impossible to come true. Doggy said, wow, Ruffy, I should have marked that on my calendar. Also, my forest in the sky is connected to this version of Magic Woods. So as soon as you came here, I could visit you again. This is where I was created after all. Isn't that right, Colan? The pumpkin shuddered. Yes. Oh, Mama, please forgive me. I'm so sorry for all I've done. I really am. Mama hummed a moment, saying nothing. Then she said, you are forgiven, Colan. I can see that your heart is pure again. Doggy frowned. I didn't know the pumpkin even had a heart, he whispered to Myrrh. Myrrh said, I think it's a metaphorical heart. Oh. Then Doggy squinted up at Mama's light. Hey, Mama, you know, now you could visit us sometimes, Ruffy, if you wanted to, because we're all going to live in this dark forest now. I will ask you again. Would you like to live in the forest in the sky with me forever? Jeffrey said, all of us? And he looked at his family. All of you, even you, Colan. Really? Said Colan, scarcely able to believe. You can all live together with me, forever, in peace. Kitty looked at Bunny. Bunny nodded, and then Kitty said, we would like that, Mama, this time, yes. Mama sounded pleased. Good. I will lift you up now. Doggy said, wait. Are there any other dead friends we want to bring with us? They all thought for a moment. And then Jeffrey's dad, A man who had once been known as the Great Ronzoni said, "There were three kids I met in this world, a long time ago. The Fortunate Four, they called themselves." And Adria said, "Yes, I knew them too." The Great Ronzoni racked his brain, trying to think of their names. And at last he said, "Lila, Bramble, and Dinky." But nothing happened. They didn't appear. And Murr said, "The dead can't call the dead back." The Great Ronzoni frowned. "What do you mean a dad can't call the dead back? That doesn't seem fair." Murr said, "I said the dead can't call the dead back, not a dad can't call the dead back." "Oh, well, can somebody call Lila, Bramble, and Dinky?" Kitty said, "Lila." Bunny said, "Bramble." Doggy said, "Dinky." Three figures appeared before them. A wingless Mimi, a flowery stick person, and a little purple dinosaur with a goofy expression on his face. The Fortunate Four. And they all looked around, and Dinky said, "Are we alive it again?" Lila said, "Yes." Then the three friends saw Adria and hugged her. And then Lila even hugged Doggy, much to his surprise. She went, "Super Dog! Oh, thank you for saving my life that day."
Sure, Ruffy," said Doggy, who didn't remember.
Then he smiled at Dinky and said, "Hello. Do you want to come live forever with us in a forest in the sky?" Dinky said, "Sure. Is there root beer up there?"
No, said Mama. "There is only healthy food and drink in my forest in the sky."
Dinky said, "Oh."
But just then, Doggy saw something on the ground behind Dinky.
"Roo, roo," he cried, and he picked up his old baby bottle. It was full of root beer again. Dinky looked at the purple dinosaur on the side of the bottle, and he said, "What a goofy-looking dinosaur that is."
Bramble said, I think that's you."
Dinky went, "Oh."
And then Doggy whispered to Dinky, "This bottle never runs out of root beer."
"Cool," Dinky whispered back. "Maybe we can sneak it into the forest in the sky."
Mama overheard them.
I will allow it."
"Hooray," said Doggy. "Root beer in paradise."
Dinky sighed ruefully.
"Oh, if only we had some onion milk."
That I will not allow."
Dinky said,
"Fair enough."
Are you all ready now?"
"Yes," said Kitty.
"Wait," said Lila. "I thought of someone else. Mickey the Mystic."
Whisker said, "Mickey the Mystic?"
And then a bedraggled-looking old Mimi appeared before them. He looked around, confused.
"Is this the real life? What year is it? Did the never-ending Tinkerbox finally collapse?"
Lila touched him gently.
"We're coming to take you to the forest in the sky. There may you find healing."
Mickey closed his eyes.
"All good hearts shall be at rest," he murmured.
Then he opened his eyes and said, "Thank you."
Are you all ready now?"
"Yes," said Bunny.
Then Mickey said, "Wait! What about my faithful tortoise companion, Salisbury Ripton?" Doggy said, "Salisbury Ripton?" And then a wild tortoise appeared. And Mickey said, "Rip," and he hugged the wild tortoise.
Suddenly, Bunny gasped in delight as she remembered something. She said, "Mr. Mickey? Hi, a wizard named Xanadu told us the story of how you came to be. I know who your parents were." Mickey stared at her, his eyes brimming with tears.
"Really?"
"Yes. Your mom was an underwater being, actually, a powerful psychic Mosa woman. Her name was Kiki, and your dad's name was Kola." A lovely-looking young Mimi couple appeared. They stared around in confusion. And then they saw each other, and they cried out in delight, and Kola said, "Oh, my love," and he started kissing Kiki's face. And Kiki shed happy tears as she looked into her husband's eyes, and she said, "I thought I'd never see you again." Then she saw Mickey standing nearby, and her expression changed. She said, "Mickey,
it's you, isn't it? And Mickey said, Mama? And then Kiki was hugging him, and then Cola was hugging them both. Oh, and the whole family laughed with joy. And Doggy said, well, that's really nice, but it's also kind of weird because Mickey is much older than his parents now.
In the forest in the sky, you can be any age you want.
Then Cola smiled at Kitty and said, hello, old friend. Kitty said, hi, do I know you? Yeah, well, I was known as Old Man Oak once upon a time, and Mandalico before that. Kitty went, hi.
Kiki smiled at Cola and said, you remember your true self?
Cola said, yeah, I remember it all. And then he hugged his wife and his old son, and he said, but this is my truest form. This is where I belong.
Mickey laughed and said, oh, all right, well, so my dad was the creator of Magic Woods, and my mom was, or is, a psychic underwater alien. No wonder I turned out to be such a weirdo.
Kiki touched his face gently and looked deep into his eyes, and she said, you are perfect and wonderful just the way you are, my son, and I can't wait to get to know you.
Mickey began to cry, and he went, thanks, Mama.
Mama said, are you all ready now?
Bunny said, wait, what about Cubby, Dozy, and Karen?
Kitty said, and Queen Dinah.
Doggy said, and Trini DeLork.
And then they all appeared. And Tyro said, Grandma, and he hugged Dinah. And Trini the Mimi, who was a warrior, scanned the dark landscape and said, what the heck is this place? And then Cubby, Dozy, and Karen, who were a little brown bear cub and a little polar bear cub and a little pink snake, said to Bunny, thanks for remembering us. Bunny said, of course. You were the first animals to get killed by the pumpkin. I read about you in a footnote in an old history book. And Dozy looked over at the pumpkin in fear and went, Bunny said, don't worry, he's good now. Ow. The pumpkin said, and I'm sorry. Is everyone ready now?
Everyone nodded.
I think so, Meowmy.
But then Mama said, oh, wait. And she laughed. And the sound of her laughter was like the sweetest music. Pure, unbridled joy that lifted everyone's hearts.
Now I am interrupting myself. But I have thought of one more. I call Versa back to life.
And then Versa appeared. She was a young teenager, full of vitality. She looked around in confusion, and then blinked up at Mama's light. And Mama said,
Welcome back, old friend. Would you like to rise to the forest in the sky once again?
But Versa bowed her head in shame. I can't. I've done too many bad things. I don't deserve to live happily ever after. I can never be forgiven.
Even if that's true, I still want to forgive you and give you another chance.
Versa looked up, her face contorted in pain. How could you possibly forgive me?
Because I love you. And now, let me soften your heart again.
A wash of light streamed down from Mama, and it touched Versa's chest. Versa gasped, surprised. And then her face softened, and her lips trembled, and tears streamed down her cheeks.
Thank you, Mama.
Is everyone ready now?
Everyone nodded, even Versa. And then they all began to rise towards Mama's light. Jeffrey and Jennifer held their parents' hands, and Kitty held Bunny's paw. Kitty said, I know it'll probably be boring up there in the forest in the sky, Meowmy, but at least we will all be together and it won't be in a dark forest like this one. Bunny said, yes. She smiled wide. But as they got closer to the forest in the sky, they realized it was nothing like they had imagined. They couldn't have imagined it. It was outside the realm of what their mortal minds could have possibly envisioned. They felt a new kind of happiness, as big and bright as the sun. Jeffrey gasped and said, "It's just like my dream of the perfect world, but a million times better." And Kitty's heart swelled. It's like nothing I ever imagined. It's better than all the daydreams and adventures and sunsets that have ever been." Bunny said, "It's an impossible joy," and her eyes were shining. She squeezed Kitty's paw, "a joy beyond the walls of the world. Oh, I'm so happy I get to share it with everyone I love." Kitty said, "Me too." And her heart was at last unclouded and free. And then they entered that fair green country where nothing ever dies. And there, they are living still. Well, that's the end of the last Magic Woods story, Afterworld. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed all these stories. Goodbye.